This morning we're looking at Psalm 40. And in Psalm 40, the psalmist is in trouble. And he's crying out to God, and he's telling him all the troubles and what people have done to him, etc., etc., etc. And then he asks God to please come and rescue him. And in the midst of all of this, he says in verse 16, there's like a Selah. He kind of stops and he says, but even with all of this going on, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. In our troubles, we can say, stop a minute. We can rejoice in him, not rejoice in the trouble, not rejoice for the trouble, but rejoice in him, and he can turn things around. And I've heard that in two testimonies this morning. Just rejoicing at the time when we're calling out to God. Don't just complain to him, but rejoice in him. Matthew Henry says about this verse, if Christ has triumphed over our spiritual enemies, then we, through him, shall be more than conquerors. This may encourage all that seek God and love his salvation to rejoice in him and to praise him. No griefs nor poverty can render those miserable who fear the Lord. And all that he has or does is the ground of their joy. That's the ground of our joy. What God can do and will do is the ground of our joy. The prayer of faith can unlock his fullness, which is adapted to all their wants. The promises are sure. The moment of fulfillment hastens forward. He who once came in great humility shall come again in glorious majesty. Amen. And the New Living Testament, the one that we're reading through as a church this year, says, but may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, the Lord is great.
The Lord is great.
The Lord is great. Amen. And the Message translation says it this way. After you have the history and know all the background, then go to the Message and see what it says, and your hearts will just soar. But all who are hunting for you, oh, let them sing and be happy. Let those who know what you're all about tell the world you're great and not quitting.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we need to tell the world. That's what needs to be in our hearts. God is great and he's not quitting. Things might get dark. Economy might be going down. Whatever, whatever, whatever. But God is great and we're going up.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message together as we go into worship. But all who are hunting for you, oh, let them sing and be happy. Let those who know what you're all about tell the world you're great and not quitting. Forever.
Amen.